This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Speaking of trash talk, Rob, somebody that hasn't looked great lately, and he is interesting because he was off to such a hot start over the first half of the season, and by his own admission, he said he thinks he's playing the best football of his career. That was Cam Newton. Last night was probably rock bottom for this season for him, for this season. 131 yards around there.
And he just looked pathetic. I hate to use that term or that word, but that's what it looked like. He was a shell of this guy who in 2015, Chris, turned the NBA
fantastic.
On fire.
NFL, yeah.
Right? The NFL on fire. People were like, I thought he was right there had he won that Super Bowl. He was going to be up there with Rodgers, Brady, and Cam. He was right there. And where's it gone since then? The other way.
Well, do you think it's gone the other way because physically he's beginning to break down? I've always said, Rob, in this league, you cannot be a running quarterback, you know, that runs a lot and stay upright for long stretches of time. I'm talking about years. You can do it here and there. You can maybe do it for a season. I think Lamar Jackson is – I think he's going to survive this season.
History's on your side.
The dude – and Cam Newton is huge. He's huge. And he couldn't do it. How in the world is Lamar Jackson, 6 feet, 212 pounds, going to survive running 18 times a game? Todd Gurley doesn't run 18 times a game.
Right.
And I think Cam Newton, and I'm saying this because last night after the game, he was asked about an injury, and he talked about it. He, in fairness to him, he didn't make an excuse. But here's what he had to say.
I wish I could say what the injury is, because I really don't know what it is either. You know, it doesn't matter how much you push, no matter how much you, you know, like I say, ice, you know, anti-inflammatories you take. I mean, I've been, trust me, I did it. Acupuncture, massages, it's not been a time that I haven't, a night went by without me getting some type of work done on my arm, and you just don't have the strength.
Can you turn that outfit down a little bit?
Yeah. That's what I thought you meant when you said pathetic.
The outfit.
No, but that tells me that it's not an injury like a broken, you know, we know it's not a broken collarbone or, you know, but something that you can quantify, something that you know, okay, this is what's, even if it's something you can play through, they haven't given it any type of diagnosis. He's sore. His body is breaking down. That's what scares me about what he just said, that I'm breaking down. And I just wonder if physically that is indeed what's happening with Cam Newton. And I think that's a cautionary tale. Plus, I'm not even just going to stop at cautionary tale. It is more than a cautionary tale for one Lamar Jackson.
No, I agree with you. And I think that at some point they'll have to come up with a decision on how they're going to go forward. And we got the, you know, they got the issue with he's not the most accurate passer at this. I don't know, Chris. Can you develop accuracy or are you just accurate?
I think he can get better. He's never going to be probably.
But do you know what I mean? Some guys just have a touch with a football that other guys don't have. I don't think that it's like hitting in baseball. You could get
having that court vision as a,
you know what
as
I mean,
a
as a point guard. Yeah. You can tell people the right thing to do and to give yourself a better chance to hit. But some guys can just hit and other guys can't.
Yeah, yeah. But I do think he can get better at it.
So,
and that's what they're going to have to do. That's what this whole summer has to be about. Rob, I don't care if they won the Super Bowl. Next season, I don't think he would last 16 games playing like this.
And who was it? Was it Brian Billick who said that RG3 in the car on the team bus was talking to him,
right,
saying, hey, dude, let me tell you, I was the offensive rookie of the year. I was the hottest thing in the NFL.
Can we keep it real? RG3 was better than Lamar Jackson.
No, I know.
It ain't even close.
But everybody said, hey, dude, you got to be careful. You can't just run. You just can't be running out there and leave yourself open.
Look at your guy. How Carson Wentz get hurt?
Yeah.
Running the football.
No, it's most guys, it's usually if you stay in the pocket, you have more of a chance of being actually – staying healthy,
no
compared
question.
Even though you get sacked and whatnot, compared to the idea of trying to run and not be able to protect yourself. Because once you run with the football, you are just like everybody else out there. There's no protection for you unless you slide head
and
first.
And you can slide, he has been sliding some, but you see the type of player he is where he's going to try to make big plays. And that's when you don't slide. And you take a really hard hit. And it might not just be one hit, one shot, but it might be the accumulation of blows that lessens you as a quarterback and takes away from your physical ability. So, but look, next season, their guy's Lamar Jackson, and I get it. I mean, he's led them to 4 victories and 5 starts. So, I understand. Joe Flacco's going to be out of there, whether it's trade
or they just let
him go. And Joe
Flacco's been there. They already won a Super Bowl.
It's time to move on.
Right, I get that.
But they are going to have, this is paramount, that they have a backup quarterback that is, if they can get it, starting caliber. And RG3, in the preseason, he looked better than Lamar Jackson. So he is a capable backup.
Yeah, but I think that ship sailed. I mean, they haven't won the roster.
Unfortunately, he's still young, though.
I know
you don't like him.
No, I don't have a
He's, I know you got a history with him.
I don't have no history with him. It's over.
You don't know him, but you got a history with him.
I don't know him.
Oh, you on his list. If he ever see you, it's going to be on.
No.
I'm going to have your back, though.
We're good.
No, don't you trust me. I'm going to have your back.
We're good. We're good. I've read quotes from him. We're good.
Have you ever met him?
No.
Okay.
But we're good.
But they're going to need a backup. And Rob, the guy I think is the perfect backup, Colin Kaepernick. Wouldn't have to change the system. Respected guy among players. Might even, some fans might be against it, but a lot of fans would love it. Right?
I don't think it's out of the question. I think from the standpoint of what you're talking about, where you don't have to change the personnel for the kind of quarterback, because that's always the argument.
Yeah.
Is, well, you can't bring Colin Kaepernick in because we run this kind of offense and then we don't have the pieces to run what Colin does.
Right.
Well, here's a guy who's running, what can run the football as well. If you remember when Colin broke in and set the world on fire, you couldn't contain him running the football. You remember?
Yep.
What did he get, like 300 yards? What was that? That playoff game against the Packers. He rushed for 250 or 300 yards.
He was huge.
It was unbelievable.
It was. We hadn't seen anything like it.
No, Ron Jaworski said he's going to be the greatest quarterback of all time. Had the chance to be.
But, that's the guy, and they looked at him. Ray Lewis was talking to the Ravens owner and talking up Kaepernick and trying to get him to sign him. And then Kaepernick's girlfriend put out a tweet that compared Ray Lewis to Django. Not Django, but the Uncle Tom in Django.
Right.
Who was that Samuel Jackson's character. I don't remember his name. And that was that. So that bridge might be burnt, unfortunately.
I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to just keep going.
But I think, look, you got to be forgiving. LeBron James forgave Dan Gilbert and Brock Cleveland his first championship in 52
That's true.
Years, you know?
Did he ever forgive you? You guys had a falling out, didn't you?
No, we never had a falling out.
No?
Mm-mm.
I thought y'all did. I thought y'all had a falling out.
We cool.
You know, when he gave Brian Windhorst all the stories
he
and all
don't.
That?
He,
oh, okay.
He
I'm just
going to
make sure.
I'm cool. We haven't had any issue.
Really? Yeah. His whole career? Nothing?
No. I don't see him like I used to see him a lot.
Right.
I used to do a bunch of magazine pieces on him and see him all the time, but I don't
when see you see him now, much. You ever talk to him or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's cool.
Did you just say, hey, Chris, what's up?
No, I mean, we'll talk, chat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's like I said, I don't.
He never said what about your radio partner? Like what's up with that
he,
dude?
You my man. You my man. That's all I got to say.
All right. I love to hear that. I'm just curious because you know you talk with his camp. What is that dude? And all that.
I mean, you aren't on the Christmas list, right?
No.
You aren't
I understand
on the Christmas
that.
List. You're not getting the James family Christmas.
No.
You Clutch Sports isn't sending you any cookies for Christmas. But that's all right.
But it's all right because I don't do that right.
That's comes with the territory.
That comes with what we do. We already understand that.
All right. It's your turn. Lamar Jackson, Cam Newton. Can you run in the NFL? Can you be a running quarterback? You know, the NFL quarterbacking position and offensively has gotten closer to the college game. I think that's why you can see these young guys come in and start and play fairly well right away. Fairly well. I'm not saying they're lighting the world on fire. Other than Patrick Mahomes, but fairly well because it is closer to the college game. But has it gotten that close?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Los Angeles Lakers, they're on right now. They're playing against the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn. They're up 23-21.
Brooklyn's
and
hot.
And if you didn't see it about 6 minutes of playing time ago, early in the first quarter, Kyle Kuzma went down the lane and threw down a one-handed windmill jam in traffic. That was nasty. The play was nasty.
90% of people listening didn't see it. So
right,
you just told
so I just that good. I'm glad I described it to them. But he has been playing great basketball lately. 23 points a game over the last six. 20 points per game over the last 10 or so. He's really become, at least for this season, the second star to LeBron James on the Lakers, at least. I'm not saying he's going to be an all-star or anything like that. But there was a report out recently, last couple of days, by Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN.com, and this is somewhat common knowledge among league insiders, that Boston and the Lakers are going to be going hard after Anthony Davis. So the question I want to throw out to you, Rob, is if you're the Lakers, are you ready to give up the entire team outside of LeBron James, whatever it takes, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma? Like, what are you willing to give up to get Anthony Davis? Or do you think they should try more to build a squad around what they have right now?
LeBron James has an expiration date like a carton of milk. He's played 16 years. He's got three more years after this. It ain't about building nothing. It's about winning now. So if you're going to try to win now and you believe that Davis is a missing piece and a proven commodity and what they're looking for, right? And
he
would work well. I don't know. You're higher on him than maybe I am. I like him a lot. I don't know if he's the missing piece.
You like him, you don't love him.
I don't love him, right. I like him, but I don't love him. I like him. But I don't know if you get him and they win a championship. It's not add Anthony Davis, add water, stir, and you win a championship. It ain't that. But holding on to guys that you hope to blossom down the road and you're afraid to trade, if that's what you're doing, then I don't know if LeBron James was really, really what you were trying to get to when you got him to sign here.
Look, this Anthony Davis is in his seventh year. He's won one playoff game. Right now he's having a year statistically for the ages, 28 points, 12.5 rebounds, almost 5 assists, almost 2 steals, almost 3 blocks a game, 50% shooting. His team is under 500 and out of the playoffs right now. It's early, but still. So
how far out are they?
Here's the thing. Well, the West is so tight.
Right. Okay. So let's not.
Games. No, but I'm just saying it's going to be tight all year. It's going to be tough for them to make the playoffs. Here's the thing, though. If we're saying, and when I look at that and I say, okay, is Anthony Davis a number one guy on a championship team? Maybe not. I mean, he certainly has the talent, but maybe not. But here's the thing. I'm not bringing him in to be the number one guy. I'm bringing him in to be the second guy to LeBron James. And the form now, when I look at their games, do I see Davis as being the perfect fit for LeBron? Not perfect. It's hard to have Kevin Durant is really the perfect fit. But it's hard to have that perfect fit with LeBron. But Dwayne Wade and Kyrie Irving weren't the perfect fit. So what I see is the formula for LeBron to win championships is a second superstar who's so good in his own right that even if it's not the perfect fit, he's still good enough to go get his with LeBron, and then you put some shooters and defenders around him, and you go for it. That's what Miami did. That's what Cleveland did when they won it.
But if you have LeBron, you should be going for it at this.
No, no question.
Like this whole notion of oh, well, we're not trading this guy. We're not trading. Who can't you trade on that team? I'm not saying you might not want to give up Kyle Kuzma, but seriously, untradeable? Who's untradeable?
If nobody other
than
LeBron.
Come on, man.
If I'm the Lakers, I'm starting my offers with, you know, my Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball.
Well, of course you try, but I'm just saying this is the other thing. I still think
I try to keep Kuzma.
Still think that Anthony Davis is a pipe dream. I still believe that, and I'm going to stick to it the same way. Everybody said that San Antonio had no choice but to trade Kawhi Leonard to the Lakers because he was going to go there anyway, so you might as well get something. You remember that? And what did they do? They traded him out east. That's why I think Boston has a better shot at Anthony Davis, because if they are going to make a trade, they're going to trade him away from the West. I believe that. And Boston would be that team. Cleveland was the only team that traded a player inside where you said, why would you trade Kyrie to Boston, which was very weird that they did it. But anyway, you get my point. I think Boston would have an inside track. They also have younger players. Danny Ainge is about now, not about 10 years from now. It's nice to have good young players, but would you cash it all in for a championship, Chris? I'd cash it all in. I'd take a championship now over the hopes and dreams of winning a championship 8 years
and
from now.
And he's young, too. It's not like now or never with Anthony Davis. Right. He's still young.
Right. When LeBron's gone, Boston, he would be playing.
Boston will have a shot without question of getting Anthony Davis. I think some of that, it could ride hinge on a few things. One, does Kawhi Leonard stay in Toronto? If Kawhi Leonard stays in Toronto, that's going to embolden teams to start trading for superstars who say they wouldn't stay there.
Right.
Because we saw it with Oklahoma City, with Paul
George.
How
many people said AKC was dumb?
Right.
Oh, Paul George is going to the Lakers. Why would you make that trade? Oh, that's so stupid. And what happened?
Right.
He wound up going there. He liked Westbrook. He liked the barbecue in OKC. And all of a sudden, they see he signs a long-term deal.
Well, that and if Kawhi does it, that's a second one. So I think you would see more teams going for him. It also depends on Anthony Davis. Is he going to be adamant that it's Lakers or bust? I'll only sign with the Lakers. His agent, Rich Paul, who also represents LeBron, are they going to be adamant that, hey, he's not signing here? He's not signing anywhere else. If Kawhi Leonard leaves Toronto and goes to the Clippers or wherever, and Anthony Davis and Rich Paul are adamant with everyone, it's Lakers or bust. Now, I'm not saying they will be, because I think Boston will be on the list, and I think the Knicks will be on the list for Anthony Davis.
I do, too.
But
if they're
adamant, then I think they could play ball with the Lakers.
See, I'm not convinced of that, because if you're New Orleans –
if nobody else makes an offer.
No, I understand. I'm saying, right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm New Orleans, I just trade him and get something for him, let him go.
To the Lakers.
No, I wouldn't trade him to the Lakers.
But I'm saying, what if nobody else makes an offer because he and his agent are so adamant that he's only going to the Lakers?
I don't believe that.
I'm just throwing it out hypothetically.
Okay.
Would you trade with the Lakers, or
no,
would you just let him walk for nothing?
I would probably not help the Lakers if I'm in the Western Conference. Some teams have done that where they've just said, I'm not going
to. I would, if I was forced, meaning, because I get where you're saying, you don't want to let them force you into anything, but you need another team to play ball
with.
If other teams are scared off.
But the only thing is, if this was a 4-8 team league, then there was a chance of that. With a 30 team league where people are trying to sell tickets and do it, there's going to be somebody who will play
you
ball.
You only going to have even, a few teams.
No, I know that, but even for 1 year, because you don't know. I think the Paul George thing is a perfect example on why guys or organizations be willing to roll the dice, Chris. There are a handful of difference-making kind of players. You know what I mean? So when they're available, I think I'm going to throw my hat in.
No, I hear you. I hear you. But you think if you're the Lakers, it's worth it to give up whatever
Give
it
up
takes.
Whoever's on that roster other than LeBron. I'm sorry. I mean, everybody, you know, you were bad. You got these draft picks. Some of these guys are good, you don't know, but don't tell me if you have a chance right now, if you have a chance to get Anthony Davis and they want Kyle Kuzma, that you're going to say no way, no how. And that's no disrespect to Kyle Kuzma in the year and what he's done, but you're saying, because you know right now, Chris, at present, this team can't win.
Not
the way
shebang.
They are. That's what I'm saying.
The whole shebang.
Right. The way they are.
I try to keep Kuzma. But if I have to, I give him up. No question about it. And if you get Anthony Davis and LeBron James, then you build around them with veterans and defenders and guys that can shoot, and you take your shot.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
And we are pleased to be joined by our second guest of the night. He's a Super Bowl champion, a four-time All-Pro safety with the Green Bay Packers, none other than Leroy Butler. Leroy, welcome to the Odd Couple. How you doing?
What's up?
What's going on, guys?
We're great, man. We're great. Now, you're probably surprised by...
You caused quite a stink, is what we want to say.
All of a sudden, you being talked about on debate shows and radio shows and all that. It looked like you kind of walked back the comments you made about Aaron Rodgers, the tweet that you made Sunday when you basically said you got to be able to beat Mitch Trubisky. Are you walking that back, or what's going on right now?
Well, I just declared it. Part of it was basically, you know, it wasn't meant to seem about Aaron Rodgers. It was more so that the hurt of knowing for the 100th year for the Green Bay Packers and a chance to get into the playoffs, the little hope that you had, and the Bears were, you know, trying to win a division, that I thought it was very emotional that if you can't beat Mitch Trubisky, that really sums up how good your season was. And I know how people took it because it looked like that. And at that point, you think about it, you know, I think Aaron's only job really is to outplay the other quarterback, and he's done that for years. I mean, he's been beating these guys since 2010. So the shock of that happening, I mean, I wasn't surprised that anybody would say something stupid if it came to thinking that, you know, if anybody out there thought I was implying that Trubisky is better than Aaron, you need to go see your nearest doctor.
But you were saying that Aaron has to play better and has not played as well as we expect of him, right?
No question about it. You can look at the tape at that, and that's obvious. And he'll say that. He said he missed throws. He's been accountable. But it's just that when you have somebody who's been around for a while like me, you know, normally, and you don't normally would say anything. You just would just state the obvious. But you have to go back to when, if you really think in your heart that Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer like I do expect him to outplay Mitch Trubisky. I really do. I mean, I don't think that's asking too much.
But what was the – were you surprised by the pushback from Packer Nation? I don't know, they didn't take kindly of the tweet. What kind of feedback did you get, or what –
Rob, that's a good question, because I didn't get any pushback from the Packers. As a matter of fact,
I mean the fans, the Packer Nation is what I mean.
Well,
the fans.
Okay, because it's two separate things. The fans are reactionary. I don't really read that stuff. It doesn't really bother. But a lot of the Aaron Rodgers fans, now, boy, they were going in, man. They were saying all kinds of stuff. Some guy went racial.
Oh, I believe that on Twitter.
Yeah, man. I was like, dude, this is football. What's going on? Just take it easy. I mean, remember, now, I paved the way for people like Aaron Rodgers. But it's okay, though. It's okay. I just wish my fans would go hard like that. But at the end of the day, those are the people that it's hard for them. It's not sitting in. When you do see some wide open receivers and he don't hit them, those are people who will say, well, you know, the receiver had to run a certain route and this kind of stuff. But, I mean, of course, we're like a big family here. You know, you always have one or two crazy uncles that come to your house. I'm just one of those crazy uncles.
Yeah, that's right. Come to the barbecue.
Right. Leroy, you were with the Packers from 1990 to 2001. So you played with Brett Favre, obviously another great quarterback, Hall of Famer. I want your honest opinion. Who do you think is better between Favre and Rodgers?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a little biased. I played with Brett Favre and won a Super Bowl ring with him. With that being said, Brett Favre has never missed a game. He's just never missed a game. I just think in certain aspects, you know, Brett's better. You know, and I think some aspects, you know, Aaron is better. But I will say this, if it was me, you know, going down the stretch, if I had to pick a guy, I played with Brett Favre. So, I mean, I would have to pick Brett Favre. But at the same time, I didn't play with Aaron. I'm watching him from afar. But I just knew every time I saw number four getting dressed, I knew we had a chance. And I'm sure the other guys say the same thing. If you ask like a Donald Driver who played with both, that would be hard for him to choose, but both guys bring something to a receiver. But, you know, I won a Super Bowl ring with Brett, so I'm a little biased.
But also, Brett Favre's seasons usually end with an interception at the end of the game, too. You got to admit that.
Rob, you're correct about that. And that's the thing. But that's the thing about Aaron that you admire as a defensive guy. I'm going to take care of the football. I'm not going to go out there and make it hard on you by throwing a lot of interceptions. And you have to appreciate that. I mean, I don't think we'll ever see a guy like Aaron Rodgers just, you know, throw over 400 and some passes that, you know, he's so elite that the defensive backs just purposely dropped four or five picks along the way, but now Jackson had to catch that tip. But you just admire the way the guy takes care of the ball. And matter of fact, David Batiar, this, you know, all-pro left tackle, he was on one of our shows today. And we kind of joked about it. We said, hey, man, I said, tell Aaron, man, I wasn't, like, you know, going at him. I was doing this. He said, yeah, Aaron told me not to come up here and do this show. And it got real quiet. I said, okay, that's all right. I'm just saying that to make you clamor up.
That's funny. Who would you like to see the Packers hire as coach to replace Mike McCarthy? Because it definitely was time for McCarthy to move on. I think the message had gotten stale. Who would you like to see them get?
Well, I'll tell you what. You got to find somebody that can get back to the core principles of the West Coast-style offense. Go back to a two-back offense. They like to do a lot of things that made it successful for everybody in the 90s and pretty much the mid-2000s. If it were me, Vic Fangio, I mean, the defensive coordinator in Chicago, he would be one of the first guys I would interview. Joe Lombardi, I would interview him. Eric Bieniemy, what are you doing with Patrick Mahomes? Yeah. I mean, how does he not get an interview? And at the end of the day, I would bring in Darrell Bevell as a quarterbacks coach. He was a coordinator, you know, with Russell Wilson for a while. It's a plethora of guys that probably won't get an opportunity because everybody's got this thing about getting college coaches. I just don't know if a college coach can bring a system in there if he's in his mid-30s, Aaron's 35. I just don't know how that would work.
It's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We're joined by four-time Pro Bowler and Super Bowl champion Leroy Butler. Leroy, I've heard players from your generation say that the defensive back play today is terrible.
Pathetic is a better word.
Talk to me about, because obviously there are rules that have made it easier to pass, but you think the play of the corners and the safeties is not up to par?
I think it goes all the way back, Chris. That's a good question, because if you look at the coaches, I'm not sure if it's coaching. I don't know if it's arrogance of the players. But when you watch games 51-54, or you watch games, you know, Kansas City and New England 43-40, I mean, you just get sick to your stomach. Because I know a lot of it has to do with the rules. You can't touch them at the 5 yards. You can't target them. You can't hit them in the head and all that. I get all of that. But what about sound defense like you saw this week when you saw two or three shutouts? I mean, you saw the Saints winning a game 12-9. The Saints can play a low-scoring game, and they can ratchet it up and score 30-40 with you as well.
Yep.
I just like a good sound defensive game, and you just don't see that very much.
Leroy, this is the thing that we got about less than a minute.
Okay.
In this year's NFL, I mean, we had some teams that got off to real hot starts. But now that I'm looking at it, I really don't know who's going to win the Super Bowl. It's really, like, up for grabs. Who's playing better, you know, come later on in the season? Because do you see a clear-cut favorite now?
Absolutely.
Who?
The clear-cut favorite to me is Chicago. They got Khalil Mack. I mean, the guy's a difference maker. And you need that in December and January. And to me, in the AFC side, anybody that got a running game, if Melvin Gordon comes back, you know, the L.A. Chargers, I sound funny saying that, you have to figure them in the mix. But ultimately, I think it's going to be New England and Chicago in the Super Bowl. If for some reason, I don't know anybody that can beat Tom Brady, until somebody beat him, I'm always picking.
Stop picking Tom Brady. He's finished.
No,
he's washed up.
Leroy, I appreciate your honesty.
Leroy, stop it.
I'm going to ask you, Leroy, who is the GOAT? You know, we always talk about the GOAT.
God,
who's the best quarterback of all time?
He said Joe Montana.
Let's hear what he said.
Tom Brady.
Stop.
To me, it was Joe Money. But when you got that many Super Bowls, and you can't name, Rob, you can't name none of his receivers
right.
from the last decade.
He didn't have Randy Moss.
Yeah, he had Randy Moss, and he lost that year.
3 years.
I know.
All right, Leroy.
But after that makes a better point, because he had Randy Moss. He didn't win that year. He had, when he had the other receivers, the nobodies, he won with
all
those.
All right, here's my only thing. If Eli Manning beat you twice, how could you be the GOAT? Eli beat Tom Brady twice.
You got to have a short memory in this game. We're in the barbershop. That means everybody has an opinion. Okay? In my opinion, it's Tom Brady.
You're right. Your opinion is right, Lord. Don't let Rob call you off. Don't let him.
All right.
Don't pay him no never mind.
All
right, Leroy. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
And the answer to your question, did I walk that back? Yeah, I walked it back.
You're a smart man.
All right, Leroy, thank you.
Take care, guys.
All right, bye. Appreciate it.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.